All right, folks. Tyson Fury against Francis Ngannou. Shutout. Embarrassing. Not really much to watch except the spectacle of it. I've watched some of Francis Ngannou's training exercises, hitting the mitts, boxing. Novice amateur at best. I don't even think he would do well in amateur boxing, to be honest with you. It's just a spectacle, folks. It'll pull a big gate and a lot of people will watch, but I'll be very disappointed if Tyson Fury doesn't put him out within 3 to 4 rounds. Could Francis Ngannou get lucky? Maybe. From what I'm looking at, the way he throws his punches, he may have a heavy hand. There's no zing. There's no pop. There's no fluidity. There's nothing I'm looking at that would maybe he's a good striker in MMA, but these aren't boxers. MMA is a different game. Boxing's a whole nother level. And if you're going to sit there and tell me that Francis Ngannou has a chance, everyone has a chance in boxing, right? Everyone has a chance in boxing. But what I'm looking at here, folks, with Francis Ngannou is just, it's pathetic. This is amateur, it's worse than amateur boxing. I don't even know what I'm looking at here. And yes, he has Tyson working with him, but that's not going to help, folks. Boxing is a craft. You need to work out for years and years and years and years and years. Look, Francis has some heavy hands. He can get lucky. Will he get lucky? I give him I'll give him a 5% chance he gets lucky, folks. I have Tyson winning this 5% chance. If you're looking at what I'm looking at here, his hands are down. He's clumsy. He's slow as molasses. It's just terrible. This is something that you put any kind of pressure on him, he's going to fold. Very slow at punching. I know he's just pitter-patting with this guy, but I know what I'm looking at, folks. And this is not a puncher. He may be a puncher for MMA, okay? But you got to remember, I was in the heavyweights. I felt punching power. He's not putting his combinations together. He's just pitter-patting right here, leaving his chin open on that. Chin is straight in the air. There's no defense. It's terrible. Let me see if I can find something else here to look at. But in all honesty, folks, what I'm seeing here is just, it's a great gimmick to have Mike Tyson in the corner with you and all that, but it's honestly, it's just a show, folks. This is a circus. This is nothing to, you know, he's having a hard time even throwing his jab. He doesn't know what to do with his head after he throws his jab. Look at this. He's straight up in the air, folks. Straight up in the air. Straight up in the air. Double jab. Slow double jab. Feet are like in concrete. You know, no movement, no lateral movement, no angles. Body's completely exposed. You shoot that right hand over that jab, he's gone. He's gone. Tyson's trying to teach him how to fight like a smaller man because he knows he's fighting Tyson Fury, which is he's 6'9". But there's no way Francis Ngannou is going to be able to adapt his style so fast. And if you look, he's barely learning how to throw a body shot. This is look, he may be something in MMA, but boxing is a different level, folks. I've always said it, and I'll always believe that. That was actually a decent body shot, but he's not angling out. After that body shot, he's a step to his left again and throw a right hand. Boom, it's pivot out to the left, throw that right hand. This is very slow punches. He may have heavy, it may have heavy fists, but no zap, no zing, no fluidity, no combinations. I don't give this guy a chance. A big chance. Now, heavyweights, obviously anything can always happen in heavyweights. Could he land? If Tyson Fury goes into this fight not taking this guy serious, there's a problem. There's a problem. You got to take everybody serious. But with what I'm looking at right now, this is at best novice amateur. It's I mean, it just is what it is, folks. I don't know what else to say. And it's having Mike Tyson there is good propaganda. It's fun, it's exciting, but he's folks, it's just not there. Oh, look at this. This is no. All right, folks, that's all I got to say about this. It's a spectacle at most. Have fun. It's gonna be a good time. If, like I said, if Tyson doesn't get him out, Tyson Fury doesn't get him out in three rounds, four rounds or less, then he's carrying him. And if Tyson Fury gets caught with a shot and gets dropped, that's his fault because he didn't take this serious. These are the type of guys that can catch you, though. This type of guy can catch you and knock you down if you don't take him serious. Why? It happened to me. It happened to me. I was 36-0, and then I got when I was, and then when I was 35, 36 years old, I fought a guy that I should have beat hands down. I didn't take him serious. I wasn't training properly. I got knocked out. That could happen with Tyson Fury if he doesn't take this guy serious. But by all means, if he takes this guy serious, this guy should be disposed of in less than four rounds. He's a bum. He's a box in boxing. This guy's a bum. All right, folks.